Assalamu alaikum. It's just gone 10:30 in the evening here in the UK. You're listening to Sports Week with me, Zaid Haq, on Iman FM 103.1 FM, on imanfm.com, the TuneIn radio app, and also on Dawn FM in Nottingham. So before the break, you heard my day at Wembley with one of my close friends, Suhail Malik, giving some of his insight on his big day as well. So without further ado, I'll move on to looking at the Premier League season, which will kick off on the 13th of August 2016, so only 3 days from now. So first of all, what I will do, I will talk about all the managerial changes that have taken place in the Premier League. Then I'll talk about the big name signings in the Premier League, and then I'll move on to all the fixtures that are going to take place in the Premier League over the weekend of 13th, 14th, and also Monday, the 15th of August 2016. The managerial changes in the Premier League have been quite a few in pre-season. So first of all, Manchester United, Louis van Gaal was sacked and he was replaced by Jose Mourinho. Southampton, Ronald Koeman left Southampton and he was replaced by Claude Puel. At Everton, Ronald Koeman came in as their new manager. For Chelsea, Antonio Conte came in to replace Gus Hiddink, who was caretaker manager. For Man City, Manuel Pellegrini left by mutual consent and was replaced by Pep Guardiola. For Watford, Quique Sanchez-Flores also left by mutual consent and he was replaced by Walter Mazzarri. Sunderland, Sam Allardyce left Sunderland to become the new England manager and David Moyes has become their new manager. And lastly, Hull City are still managerless as Steve Bruce resigned in pre-season. Currently, Mike Phelan is the caretaker manager and he may be given the job full-time on a permanent basis, but not yet confirmed. So those were all your managerial changes. So we've had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 managerial changes in pre-season before the start of the season, which, as I mentioned earlier, starts on the 13th of August 2016. Each team in the Premier League have done so far. This is up to the Tuesday, the 9th of August 2016. So if there's any transfers that I haven't talked about, then this is based on the information I have checked on various websites and various news channels as well. So let's start with Hull City. Hull City have spent a total of £0. That's correct, £0 so far in the summer transfer window. And as I mentioned to you earlier, that Steve Bruce has resigned in pre-season, which was quite a shock really, because he done quite well for them, bringing them up, bringing them up and getting them promoted into the Premier League once again. So that was quite a surprise. So let's see where Steve Bruce goes next. So Hull City, as you know, in the Premier League there are 20 teams. So Hull City are bottom of the transfer window for this season so far. So that's the 20th. In 19th place, Burnley, who also got promoted, they've spent a total of 3.66 million. They signed Johan Berg Gudmundsson for 2.55 million and Nick Pope for 1.11 million. So Burnley are in 19th place in terms of transfer spend for this season so far. So in 18th, we have West Bromwich Albion. They've only spent a total of 5.53 million, and that was to sign Matt Phillips. So then 18th position at the moment. In 17th position, Everton. Everton have only spent 8.08 million. They signed Idrissa Gueye for 7.23 million and Martin Stecklenburg for 850k. So, like I said, these does not include any transfers that may have been made in the last 24 to 36 hours. Okay. Then are in 16th. The total spend so far is 8.08 million, and they signed a Papi Gilobodji, excuse my pronunciation, for the 8.08 million. In 15th, Swansea have spent 11.9 million. They signed Fernando Llorente for 5.02 million, Leroy Fer for 4.76 million, Mike van der Hoorn for 2.13 million, and Mark Borghetti on a free. So they're in 15th. In 14th, we have Stoke City. They've spent a total of 17.67 million. They signed Joe Allen for 13.18 million. That's 13.18 million. Then Ramadan Sobhi, which is a player to watch, and my sources say he's going to do very, very well for Stoke City. He came in for a reasonable price of 4.25 million, and Ryan Sweeney for £250,000. In so their 14th are Stoke City. Middlesbrough have spent 19.3 million so far. That's Martin De Roon 12.75 million, Victor Fisher for 4.25 million, Antonio Barragan for 2.3 million, and Bernardo Espanso on a free, Victor Valdez on a free, and Gaston Ramirez on a free as well. So they're on 13th in spend. They are in 13th according to their spend so far. In 12th, we have Watford, who spent a total of 21.72 million. They've signed Isaac Success for 12.75 million, Christian Kabasele for 5.91 million, Bryce Dejea-Digidi 3.06 million, apologies for the pronunciation, and Jerome Sinclair on a free. So they're in 12th position. In 11th, we have Crystal Palace, excuse me. So in 11th, we have Crystal Palace, who've spent a total of 23.21 million so far. So they signed Andros Townsend for 13.26 million, James Tomkins for 9.95 million, and Steve Mandanda, sorry, on a free. So they're 11th at the moment. Like I said, before I look at the 10th and to the first, like I said, these don't include any transfers that may have been done in the last 24 to 36 hours, or even those that will take place before my show today, or during my show as well. So bear that in mind. So if it's not up to date, that's the reason why. So these, as you can imagine, a lot of websites and a lot of sports pages and sports media, they will get updated eventually, but I'm just updating to give you a flavor of how the transfer have progressed so far. Also, just to let you know, transfer deadline day finishes in 21 days, so you'll know the results of the transfer window when that happens. So 21 days to go in the current transfer window. So number 10 are Southampton. The total spend so far is 24.23 million, and they've signed Pierre-Emile Højbjerg for 12.75 million, Nathan Redmond for 11.48 million, and Jeremy Pied on a free. So they're in 10th place at the moment, Southampton, in terms of transfer spend. In 9th, surprisingly, Bournemouth, who have spent a total of 29.84 million so far, they signed Jordan Ibe for 15.3 million,